Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Experience Podcast for 11 February 2021. And, Rook, today I wanted to talk about celebrations. Of course, yesterday the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with their boat parade and Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi Trophy around and drinking too much, apparently, and everybody having a great time. But it reminded me of some parades that I've been to. I was wondering if you have been to any championship parades that you remember and what it was like for you.
I have not. Here's the closest thing I've been to a championship parade is when I was actually working over in Minnesota and the Minnesota Twins won the 1991 World Series against the Atlanta Braves.
Sure.
And I guess I was there. I guess I was there 87 as a fan. I was there in 87 when they beat the Cardinals as a fan, and 91 as a media member when they beat the Braves. So I guess I've been there. I didn't go down there. I just happened to be there, obviously, as a fan in 87, working 91. And I remember all the parties outside and all the excitement. So it was never really my intention to go down there specifically to the parade or to the party or the celebration afterwards, I guess. And I guess I don't know if you're talking about the parade that they have or just the celebration after the clinching game.
Yeah, parades. I mean, did it not appeal to you to go to the championship parade? Or?
No, not really. I didn't want to deal with the masses. So I've been at the games and been in the parking lots and leaving and seen all the excitement after the decisive game that won in the championships. But when they had the parade, no. I did go to Mrs. Rookie, and I did go to the title town after the Packers won the Super Bowl 45. Jackson and Gabby were just little babies. They went with us, and you know how that story goes, Bill.
Yeah,
one of the coldest days, and it also led to one of the biggest fights that we've ever had in our in our life, the two of us. But anyway, I know. So I really haven't done that. I know you though with the Blackhawks when they won a Stanley Cup 5, 6, 7 years ago that you went.
Yeah. Well, the first one I ever went to was the Bears one.
Okay,
in
sure.
86 when they won. I was just a teenager at the time. And it was the first championship of any kind, so it was like, man, I'm going to the parade. I don't care what happens, you know what I mean? I'm going for sure. So me and my brother and one of my buddies went down, and it was on a Monday, obviously, the day after the Super Bowl, and it was so cold. I mean, it was so cold. It was freezing. And it was downtown Chicago. It was in the financial district, so the crowd was enormous, and it was packed, and you couldn't move anywhere. And my feet were so cold, I couldn't feel them anymore. And everybody was late. The team was late getting back. And so the whole thing was just standing around pretty much waiting for, because they were coming through in a bunch of buses.
Right.
And so everybody's waiting for them. And you're moving around and trying to stay warm, essentially, is what everyone was trying to do. But it was so crowded. I mean, it was literally, this is no joke. I couldn't make this up. We were packed together so tightly in certain spots. The crowd was so dense that you couldn't barely even move. If your arms were down, they were down. If they were up, they were up. You know, they weren't going down because you were literally squeezed together.
Sure.
And I did this, and this is no lie. I was much lighter at the time, but I lifted up both my feet at the same time and remained suspended because that's how tightly we were packed. And I looked over to my buddy, who we had gotten separated by 5 or 6 people, and I'm like, hey, lift up your feet. And he's like, what? I'm like, lift up your feet. And the same thing happened to him. I mean, people were climbing up the street poles or the traffic light poles.
Traffic
and everything,
light poles,
try to get really out of the crowd and then just to get a view of stuff. But it worked out pretty well as we moved around. We ended up standing in the middle of the street at one point instead of like on the sidewalk. We were in the middle of the street. So then they come down that street. The buses were on their way. And so like they had police on horseback that came down the middle of the street and spread everybody out, you know, so the bus could get through. And when they did that, I was all of a sudden in the front row, right? So when they came and the bus comes by and they're just going about 5 miles an hour and you can see all the guys on the bus and there was somebody, McCaskey was standing in the doorway of the bus with the Lombardi trophy in his hand, you know, and I got a great picture of that as they went by. And then they ended things at Daly Plaza and had a big rally there. But by that time, we were so cold, I don't remember going to the rally so much, but we saw the buses go by, and that's what we wanted to see. And so then we made our way out of there because we were so cold. But that was the first one. And then I went to the first three Bulls parades, but those were totally different because those were in the summertime and it was super hot. And so everybody's sweating, and you know what I mean? But plus it was in a more spread out area. It was over by Grant Park, so it was more spread out and it wasn't as packed together until you got to Grant Park, and it was pretty dense, but it was a lot more comfortable, I guess you could say. But that was pretty cool because the players came by in open cars, like in convertibles, and they drove right down Columbus Drive, and you know, Michael Jordan and everybody just sitting on the back of the car. It was like a parade, you know? And that was pretty cool. But yeah, that Bears one I'll never forget. And then the Blackhawks one was cool too. That was pretty crowded. That was downtown also, so it was pretty densely packed, and that was in the summertime also though, so it was warm. But they had like double decker buses, and all the players were on the top level of the open double decker buses as they came through, and that was pretty cool. So that was a lot different, but yeah, those were fun. I wanted to be part of it because you just never know when you can.
Well, the big one is, did you go to the Cubs? I don't remember you going to the Cubs.
I didn't go to the Cubs.
And that's your really beloved team.
I know it. I didn't go, and I regret it.
Yeah. Well, see,
I regret it now.
The ones with the Broncos, they didn't win the Super Bowl until later in my life. I was here working in Wisconsin in Wausau at the time, so no going to the parade there. And like I said, I just got caught up in the frenzy a little bit of the Twins World Series, one being there kind of as a fan and the other one being there working. So that's it.
And the Titletown one, when the Packers won it, I was kind of working that day, so I didn't really experience it from a fan perspective. I was actually on the field when they were parading around the perimeter of the field and had the stage in the field. I was down there on the field. That was cold too, man. Super cold. As you know, anyone really who was there knows.
It was almost like today.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, I took out my camera to take some pictures, and my hands were so cold. I took my glove off to operate the camera, and my hands were so cold. I'm like, man, I'm done with this. I actually went inside for a little bit and watched on the closed circuit TV in the auditorium because it was so cold. And tears were rolling down my eyes. It was so cold.
But
that was a
totally different. But from a fan perspective, it's a different story, obviously. All right, that's going to do it for today. I hope you had a chance to go to a parade in your day, and if not, do it because it's worth it. You might think it's a hassle at the time, but you'll regret it if you don't. Trust me, I speak from experience. So do it, man, do it. All right, Rook, see you tomorrow morning, and hopefully you will join us tomorrow morning as well on the Bill and Rookie Experience each and every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.